This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. is at a record trade deficit in 2024. We'll have more right after this. If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com. The USDA published its third trade outlook for fiscal year 2024. The trade outlook is unfortunately still showing the United States with a record trade deficit. Betty Resnick, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says 2024 will see lower agricultural exports.
There's still expected to be a record agricultural trade deficit of $30.5 billion and also an annual decline in agricultural exports of about $8.3 billion to now $170.5 billion. And that reduction is fueled primarily by a reduction in both the value and volume of soybeans and soybean products and also a strong U.S. dollar.
Resnick says this report includes some notable changes compared to the previous one issued late last year.
Overall, U.S. agricultural exports and imports, so both of them, are projected up $1 billion each. As for our export partners, U.S. exports to China were revised down by $800 million as compared to the previous report, while exports to both Mexico and Canada were increased. Mexico has almost caught up to China as the number one destination for U.S. agricultural products.
Resnick also talked about what's driving the forecasted increase in trade income.
So the increase in exports in the February outlook are being driven primarily by an increase of about 4% or $1.4 billion in livestock and dairy products, driven by both robust exports and rising prices in those products, and an increase of $700 million in grain exports. These increases were counterbalanced by further declines in soybeans, which were reduced to $1 billion or 2.6% due to both falling prices and volumes.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.